It's about that time the spoiler will say good morning to you in Dominica, the region, and the rest of the world. Good morning. Wake up!
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world's changed so well.
Wherever you are, whatever you may be doing at this time, I would say top of the morning to you.
Hatred, war and poverty.
Good morning, good morning.
Oh, then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can.
Good morning. If you hate to love me, love to hate me, just love to love Matt in the morning.
Let it be.
Saying good morning to the people of Marigot this morning.
Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hell. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy?
And again, thanks for your hospitality as always. To a funeral there yesterday afternoon.
Build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our mind.
Welcome, welcome. 8:09, I told you more news out of the Point Michelle community last evening. Got up to a few phone calls last evening about a stabbing incident in that community again. What is really going on? And of course, concerned that nobody have been arrested. And you know, as it relates to this incident that took place on Easter Sunday. Kalajan Baptist, good morning.
Hi Matt, morning to you, morning to your many listeners. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. What can we say again? Our small community continues to be in the spotlight with little attention. Another stabbing incident happened last evening on the heels of what took place, and we yet to hear any arrest. What I've been hearing, Matt, is that the police, they are saying that, and the police in the community, I don't know, apparently they have a stranglehold in the community, because some of them, they've been in that community for about 6 years. And the chief is transferring everybody here, then everywhere. But the amount of complaints that we've gotten from that community as it relates to policing, lack of policing, and I just don't know, they continue to stay there. This incident took place, and you're telling me the young lady is pregnant, and as a result, you're going to proceed via summons? Is that serious? Are you real? A woman with two bottles in her hand, video evidence, she broke it, stabbed an individual repeatedly, one with a cutlass, and you telling me you are yet to make an arrest and have those people locked up?
So the story is that she may be pregnant?
That she is pregnant, and as a result, they will go via summons.
So anybody pregnant, Carlisle, can go and do what they want?
Exactly my point. And I want to say again, congratulations to the individual who did that video. Because had it not been for that video, Matt, a lot of us would have been in the dark. Would have been in the dark. In our small community, basically under siege, people are being stabbed. No action by the police. The police, they are sitting in the police station. Are you aware, Matt, that a few months ago that an individual went in the Point Michelle police station and almost killed my nephew? in the Point Michel police station. My nephew was in Point Michel police station making a report. An individual came in the presence of the police and threw a rock and almost killed the young man in the presence of the police. I had to put pressure on police officers in Roseau who assisted me in arrest that individual. The Point Michel police, they did absolutely nothing. Shame on them. And they're still there. And more problems again. More incidents. More incidents. And I don't know. Before an individual does anything.
I don't like, you know, the fact that, you know, Point Michel seem to be getting a bad name. It may be an isolated incident, though. Incidents.
But hold on. You're talking about an isolated incident, Matt. I am telling you what transpired a few months ago with my nephew, you're aware of it, who was at the Point Michel police station making a report about an individual who came and attacked him. He went to make a report. He was sitting at police station making that report when the individual came at the police station, took a rock, threw it at him, and he was hospitalized for about 5 days. 5 days. Recently that happened. We saw the cutlass wielding attack and bottle on another individual.
And last night another stabbing.
We are aware of some time ago when someone was shot in Point Michel. We are aware also of the numerous incidents in a popular nightclub, a popular bar in Point Michel. And
last year we had another murder sometime about the Point Michel feast.
In November. So you're talking about from November to now, a few months. I mean, you may want to say isolated, but I am saying the police presence can cause a lot, can do a lot. In the days of Philip Williams, Yao Green, and Billy Bruno, and Stanley Pollock, and one time Jerome Bannis, and a number of individual police officers, who even my good friend, who is now not too well, Julius Galloway, former police officer. All those guys, when you had those police officers in Point Michel, you were feeling the presence of the police. They were constantly patrolling the community. You knew who the police officers were. I only knew of a corporal.
Are you suggesting that they've remained in that community too long?
But of course, man, they're too comfortable. They are much too comfortable. I mean, the you have to call a police in Point Michel several times before they can respond. You are aware of that before they even come down to see what will happen or what has happened. I mean, and if you call the CID or if you call police headquarters,
are you suggesting at all that these police officers should be replaced?
Matt, I don't have to say that in so many words. I am saying if you transfer him, you need to start to make transfers. You know, you cannot have a police officer. You have police officers in a community for 6 years. Don't you think they're very comfortable? 6 years? And they must be very comfortable. It's business as usual. So you get up, you do whatever, and you go.
They have become too friendly.
But of course. You have to shake them up. You cannot have them the same set there all the time. You're making transfers left, right, and center. Transfer them. It's time for them to go. We need serious police officers in our community to take charge of that community. Too much is happening.
Somebody saying Carlisle is very unfair via WhatsApp. She says Carlisle's, when you spoke about the incident, it was Carlisle's cousin who stabbed his nephew. Can you speak about that, Carlisle?
Yes, Matt, I agree. My point is, I don't care who did it. The point is, yes, it's a cousin of mine who would have done that incident. But the point is, I am not bothered about who did it, you know. I am saying that ought not to have happened in the presence of the police.
It doesn't really matter who did it.
Does not matter who did it. So the person is right to say, yes, it was my cousin who stabbed him, who threw the stone at my nephew. Correct. But that
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. That's besides the point. The point is, there was an incident before that where my cousin came and threw stones, you know, at the property.
Mm-hmm.
We called the police, and the police headquarters can attest to the fact at 1 a.m. that I could not get the Point Michel police, Matt. I could not get the Point Michel police. I have to call police headquarters,
mm-hmm.
who assisted me. And I made about 7 to 8 calls. And I threatened to go public with the incident. And I must confess that I got a lot of assistance, mm-hmm. from the Rosa Police, the superintendent of police for the district, who really assisted me, who took the matter under his wings. If I had not gone that far, probably the gentleman would still be on the run.
You know, as the questions come in, Kaladin Baptist, of course you're addressing that. Somebody again is saying, you may have a personal problem with the Point Michel police. Ask him about that. So that's why you are so hard on the police in Point Michel.
Personal problem, Matt, I do have no personal problem with the Point Michel police. What personal problem can I have now?
I
know the corporal is friends, he's my friend.
Yes.
I don't know the other officers. I don't know the other officers.
Mm-hmm.
Only person I know is the corporal, so I don't know the other officers.
It's not nothing personal.
No, and Francis is a good friend of mine. In fact, we would meet and very often enough. He comes around for football. I'm assisting in football. Some time ago, he was supposed to have been at the football. He was not there yet. I went to the police station, and I called him, and he was there. So I have nothing personal against him. What personal can I have with the gentleman? Nothing at all. I know him. He was stationed in Granby, then moved to Soufrière, Point Michel, mm-hmm. back forth. That this has been his area. What personal can I have with him?
John Baptist, what happened really yesterday? People are asking questions in Portsmouth. This lady walked away, it appears. Well, charged with murder.
Well, Matt, you have to you have to look at things twofold. Yeah, the incident happened. It's 4 years or 2014. So we're talking about 3 years now. Okay, when the incident happened, they went up for judicial review. Judicial review failed, granted. After that, they were formally arrested again. Charge was read. They were remanded. They applied for bail. The court denied them bail. And so they had their day in court. One person was that's Olan Vigil. He was released after the magistrate reviewed the evidence. Then you had more another situation where a witness recanted his evidence. So what can you say about that if a witness recants his evidence? So this happened, the witness recanted his evidence, and so the magistrate, having reviewed the evidence that was provided before him, felt that the state was not able to establish a prima facie that if that matter had to be brought before a judge and jury, the individual, that's the police officer, would not probably get a conviction.
Fair trial?
Not a fair trial, a conviction. The evidence the magistrate is seen basically.
But Carl, I don't have to help me here, because it seems like it happened. A lot of people recant the evidence and people walk. What was really going on? I mean, you give evidence and you change your mind?
Well, Matt, you see, the length of time it takes to prosecute certain matters, and a matter like that, witnesses ought to be protected. Witnesses ought to be protected. If the state does not protect its witnesses, who is going to protect its witnesses for it? You're talking about a gentleman who was in police custody in the cells and who gave testimony as to, according to him, what transpired. He has since stated otherwise. What can you say? So when you are with,
but this is not the first time it's happening, Kalal. We had an issue last. I think it was this young man from St. Joseph who, you know, first said to me that he burnt Mr. Emmanuel's house. Then he had a change of. I just don't know what is going on here. You know.
You had the incident also with the Roberts guy. The Roberts guy, when there was the shooting, who said something, and then after that he changed and he said he gave a totally different story. Do you understand?
It's like wasting the court's time.
Yeah, but then again, like I said, the state needs to protect its witnesses. If the state is not protecting its witnesses, let me tell you something, okay?
There's also, before you go on, there was also the accusation I saw there that Mr. Tiani
Bianzin,
an officer
of the court,
mm-hmm. was asking this witness to say certain things which were not true. You see,
well, exactly.
So it depends on what side of the fence you're standing is true or not true.
Well, exactly my point. And many witnesses might get frustrated over a period of time. They have to pay their bus fare to come to Portsmouth or maybe go to Wesley or go to Roseau to give evidence, and they have to spend an entire day there. Nobody bothers with them. You're talking about someone who was in police custody.
You see, an officer of the law is now saying, well, Mr. Accuser was coached by Valerie, and also saying other things as well. But this is, and it's basically saying this is simply corrupted. The whole justice system, Kalai, need to be totally reviewed.
But it is corrupt. See the incident with the young lady and the people. See how things left, evidence left police headquarters. Right? They investigated the matter. What has happened to it? So the system, you are right, is very corrupt. The system is corrupt, and you, the public's trust in the system has gone down. Police officers too, their morale is extremely low. You know, so all those bits and pieces there, it's sickening. It's sickening. When will it
happen? Somebody's also suggesting to Kalal that something needs to be done about the DPP's office. Something is not right in here, although they've had some success, but something seemed not right.
Well, you have Matt, a battery of lawyers in the office of the DPP. You have Ms. Baptiste, you have Shema Dairample, you have Ms. Benjamin, you have Ms. Felix who's out on study leave, and you have Ms. Riviere, and so on. I guess, given the circumstances, they're trying, but sometime you would have seen a WhatsApp message that was circulating about a young lawyer rematters in that very office. You would have seen that. So all those things there, the
a lot of what is happening, Kalal, I'm happy you said that, should be spoken about. The people have a right to know what's going on in the DPP's office.
Are you aware, Matt, that some time ago a matter came up before the court, and a criminal matter, and a lawyer passed a note.
A lawyer passed a note. Let me hear that.
Passed a note and sent the note asking the jury to find the individual not guilty.
She passed a note and she worked in the DPP, so asking for that individual. Oh my God.
Matt,
I tell you, something is wrong, Kalal.
corruption at its best. And it's not even defense lawyer, you know. It's not defense lawyer. Prosecution.
So she was on the case at the time?
But prosecution that did that. Prosecution, somebody wronged. So you're talking about the DPP's office. So that is just to show you my...
We need a total investigation, Kalla John Baptist. Something is wrong.
I mean, and that
You're actually instructing the jury to come back with a not guilty verdict.
That matter was...
So
that,
what did the judge say about that?
But, man, that created a lot of problems. That created a lot of problems. The note...
Well, that lawyer could have lost the job easily.
But let me tell you that. You see that Dominica there?
It smells.
And it's all I'm telling you. That legal system there is all I am saying.
We need a full investigation. John Baptist, one lawyer just asked me, Matt, can I just walk in? I really need to talk about this. We'll find out if he will walk in.
The lawyer, there are a few lawyers who are aware of that, I know.
Because somebody indicated to me, is Kalla covering up for this DPP's office? I don't know.
I am not covering up, Matt, but the lawyer who sent in the message knows all about the incident.
He knows privately?
So tell him to come and speak. He is the lawyer. Tell him to come and speak. Leave me alone.
All right, Kalla John Baptist. If you know something happened in the DPP's office, the people are depending on you to speak out. And you said it this morning.
Exactly.
You said it this morning. It took a little while, I suspect, but it was said. Thank you very much. Let's move on. Something is not right. A lawyer on the prosecution is basically advising the jury to come back with a not guilty verdict. Can you believe this? In this system? 8:30, talk to me.
Praises, thanks, blessings, and glory to all those with humanity.
Something is wrong. Something is wrong.
On your family. Blessings.
Good.
Mr. Pelte, can you allow me a little time, not too much?
Go ahead, my brother.
Matt, woes to them and those who chose to use the power of influence and misdirected power and carve out of this blessed land the bed of selfishness and greed and sow the seeds of corruption. But now that the foreign weeds have encroached, it will not only be individual destruction or extermination, it will be the collective destruction, Matt. Because, Matt, selfishness and greed is a contaminant and corruption is contagious. When the priests and pastors becomes corrupt, then the politicians become corrupt, then the police becomes corrupt. What those who are charged with, or those who are charged with moral, judicial, constitutional, environmental, legal responsibility, what can they say to the common people, Matt? Matt, can you recall I've said that on your program a few times?
Many times.
Matt, we have not said nothing yet. You know, when the head is corrupt, that's one I've heard many times as well. Automatically, it will fester and pervade and takes over the whole body. So I'm listening to that level of madness that is happening there, Matt. And I have to revert to what you keep playing, you know, in the clipping. When you tolerate mediocrity in others, it increases the mediocrity in you. And that is what that is happening. And the same corruption, I tell you, which is contagious. Everybody's getting infected with that height of corruption. So it's not only in the judiciary, Matt. The whole system of governance in this country, Matt, would you agree with me? It takes the judiciary to govern a country. Huh?
So and it's getting corrupt too, huh?
Yeah, so it's not only that the politicians sitting there and the government structure in the absence of law and order. But you remember, Scary tell you, no law, no constitution. And it has infected or affected or impacted, it seems like, everybody. So if, Matt, you're hearing about the money that happened in St. Lucia, then people, a red flag is being raised, and the person might be as innocent. But because of the trend of things in Dominica, everybody watching each other as a suspect, because everybody becomes a petty thief or petty criminal, and the police is not exempted. The teachers, the nurse, everybody seems to be a suspect in Dominica because the head is accommodating, facilitating, or even...
And you know, some people might be saying blessings. Why don't you leave that alone, you know? Sweep it under the carpet.
You and Carlisle alone have to let stick all the necks out to try to enlighten a people that seems to have fallen asleep at the wheel, Matt.
Well, they say when it's wrong, blessings. 8:33. Hello.
Mr. Matt Percy, a very good morning to you.
To you, sir.
I'm listening to all this, and I think it is exceedingly disturbing that we are hearing that the legal system itself, that is supposed to maintain a high point of order in society, is itself becoming corrupted. Very disturbing. Let me make a quick reference case to this business with Savan Pai and Renif Alexis. Very strange what happened there at the appeal level. The attorney for Mr. Alexis went into the appeal court, and the case was Renif Alexis against the police. The DPP's office at that instant did not present any evidence against Mr. Alexis. And in fact, in substance, they said they had no way to defend the police. And the three appeal judges, in consternation, sat there. And I'm not telling you, Matt, anything that anyone told me. I was sitting in the court when all this drama was unfolding. Mr. Alexis was, in effect, given a pass, and the charges, criminal matter that occurred in Portsmouth, the charges were quashed. I then had to go and bring Mr. Alexis back into court on a civil matter, and Judge Thomas charged him $35,000. Which he had to pay to the young lady against whose head he put the gun. So there is something that is fundamentally wrong. I have even seen a case, which I'm not going to go into any details where, a defendant is in the magistrate court in the defendant box, and he says that he is guilty of the charge. The lawyer who is representing him gets up from her chair, runs to him in the defendant box to tell him to say the opposite. I have never seen anything like it, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too. Thank you, you know. And usually they say in Dominica, I'll say that too, that lawyers stand for lawyers. It doesn't really matter if they're corrupt or not, but they will stand. It's a brotherhood. So I'm very happy that Mr. Joshua has walked in there and will be speaking out about some of the issues that were raised as it relates to the DPP's office and what is really going on. Joshua Francis, good morning. I'm happy you could step in and speak out on the issue. You're one of the few that will speak out against. What's going on, Mr. Joshua Francis?
Hi, good morning, Matt, and good morning to your listeners. A special good morning to the people of the Rosa Salt constituency.
Well, we're not talking politics this morning per se, or partisan politics. What is really going on? How concerned are you about what's going on?
Well, Matt, I heard certain... I heard certain allegations being made about the DPP's office.
Right.
I cannot verify or authenticate none of the allegations. Like you, I've heard a lot of things. And if those things are true, clearly, it warrants an investigation, and the investigation should result in certain outcomes.
Who should carry out the investigation? Can we have an independent investigator, if you will?
Well, there is a legal administrator in Dominica. We have the AG's office, and we have the police department. But there is a saying sometimes that the thief cannot guard the thief. And I'm not too sure whether we're at that
stage.
So
bring in an independent investigation. Well, outside of that?
Well, we don't have to go that far. There are supervisors within the judicial administrative system. For example, if those allegations are true, or there is any merit in the allegations as far as the DPP's office is concerned. Some of these allegations are criminal in nature, and therefore the police department...
Have you heard the allegation, Joshua? Stairs. Have you heard the allegation about this lawyer within the DPP's office passing a note?
Yes,
and the judge finding out?
I have heard of this allegation.
How dangerous is that?
Again, as I said, I do not know how true that is. But if that were to be true, that would be extremely dangerous, because that would be going to the root of the legal system. This is just one of many allegations that I've heard that we should be concerned about. Corruption has taken root in every aspect of our society. And if the judicial system, in fact, is within the domain of corruption, then it means that our society is in serious trouble. Very serious trouble. Because the judiciary is supposed to serve as an independent body to interpret the law so that we could have justice and we could have a stable society. And if the judicial system is decayed, then we're in serious problems.
I smell a rat. Now, you remove this, whoever lawyer is alleged that did this, from the office, and she's transferred to another office within the government system. What's really going on?
Well, two things, Matt. If what you say is true, not only we have the criminal justice department to deal with matters of that nature, we have the Dominica Bar Association.
Dominica Bar Association?
Yes. Now, the Dominica Bar,
they seem very silent on many, many issues.
Well, yes, and I am not going to make any excuses for the Dominica Bar Association. I am a member, and more can be desired. What I'm saying is, though we do not have legal teeth to bite, because as you know, the Legal Professional Act has not been enacted in Dominica, nonetheless, certain disciplinary or even recommendations can be made per attorneys who would have transgressed the ethics and the laws of the land. Then you have the OECS bar. Then even within the court itself, the judge can reprimand a lawyer. So if the judge is of the view that a lawyer has done something which is wrong, the judge can reprimand the lawyer. But again, I do not necessarily want to focus on that one allegation. There are many allegations.
We suspected that you are an officer of the law. You have to be very, very careful as well as to what you may state or not state.
Well, Matt, as I've said in the past, I'm not going to sugarcoat the truth. A truth is truth. And in more recent times, I have fervently been standing for truth. And I'm talking about naked truth, not half truth, but truth. So I'm not here to protect anyone in particular, because this is what we have done. As you say in Patois, we are sootiwe criminals in many respects. And when I talk about criminals, I'm not only talking about the blue-collar criminals, because that's one of the problems in our developing society, where a lot of us seem to define crimes against what we consider to be murder.
So it depends on who does it.
Well, clearly, and that's where we are in Dominica right now. Earlier, I heard you make comments, was it Kalai who spoke about a particular officer who leaked an accuser's statement in regards to a matter, and an investigation was conducted. The investigation points to a particular officer.
Senior officer.
And, well, is it Valerie?
Yes, that's what I was told.
Yeah, and the guy was promoted. Now, the sun rises and is set and nobody cares. Just recently, we had a similar incident in the United States of America, and the officer was fired. And what we had was a lesser situation, because the matter which involves that particular officer is surrounding the Sexual Offences Act. And under the Sexual Offences Act, there's a provision, Section 38, which calls for anonymity of the name of the accuser and that of the accused. The officer did not only violate Section 38, but he perverted the course of justice. And instead of being disciplined, he was promoted. Now, that is an example of the type of decay in Dominica, how we have gotten things wrong. We put our left shoe on our right foot and our right shoe on our right foot. We are doing things back to front in Dominica, and we take it for a joke. But this is how it started in Colombia. This is how it started in Trinidad. This is how it started in Venezuela. People took things like that for a joke. Nobody seemed to care. Everybody's chasing the dollar. So while we're chasing the dollar, the moral fabric is decaying. And then it may get to a stage where all of us will put our hands on our head. And I am saying to you, Matt, and I'm saying to the public, we are at a stage in Dominica where we have to take stock of what we are doing, because we're in a moral crisis. We're in a governance crisis. And there are a lot of qualitative issues that we're not paying attention to. So, yes, we have to talk about the public service sector and talk about pay hikes. We have to talk about unemployment. We have to talk about agriculture. But the qualitative issues, such as the judiciary under attack, such as the decay of morals, such as the loss of morals within the church itself, these are issues that we equally have to pay attention to.
Worried about our country. 8:43, we're coming back. Dominica right after this.
The National Tourism Trade Show and Cocktail is here again, and this time it's new and improved. Come celebrate Destination Dominica's unique and authentic treasures at its new venue, the beautiful and prestigious Dominica State House. Participate in our world-class seminars on industry development, hosted by some of the most influential minds in the business. Come enjoy the atmosphere and entertainment. Interact with our trade show vendors, overseas travel partners, artisan producers, tapas chefs, and vineyard brands and other service providers spanning from various industry sectors. It all culminates with a grand networking cocktail at the Dominica State House Conference Room. The National Tourism Trade Show and Cocktail 2017 promises to be an authentic, one-of-a-kind experience. So don't miss your chance to see the tourism industry come alive on April 29, 2017 from 11 a.m. at the Dominica State House. For more information on NTTC, you can contact us via telephone 767-440-3430 or 616-1055 or email us at info@dhta.org. The NTTC 2017 is brought to you by the Dominica Hotel and Tourism Association, Digicel Dominica Limited, Discover Dominica Authority, Bonus Car Rentals, CIBC First Caribbean International Bank, Energy Management Services EMS Limited, Rainbow Rentals, and Tropical Shipping. DHTA 2017 Corporate Partners, Platinum Partner Digicel Dominica Limited, Gold Partner CGM Gallagher Insurance Brokers Barbados Limited, and Silver Partners The Aid Bank, Archipelago Trading, Belfast Estate, CIBC First Caribbean International Bank, Dominica Business Systems, and Island Car Rentals.
It's 8:45. We continue. Of course, there are many other stories circulating at this time. And of course, we heard about the retired border security trying to get through Barbados. Let me just bring you that story, and then we'll try to find an update sometime later.
A retired border protection agent was remanded to prison on Saturday after being charged with the unlawful possession of 128 rounds of ammunition. Pat Thomas, a 62-year-old Dominican national with United States citizenship, allegedly committed the offense at the Grantley Adams International Airport last Thursday. According to police, he arrived in the island by air in transit from the United States. During a search of his luggage by customs officers, the ammunition was allegedly discovered in two pairs of socks. Thomas appeared in the District A Magistrate's Court and was remanded to reappear at the District B Court on April 19th.
That was from the Barbados Nation. So we try to follow up. You know, everybody's asking, who's this Thomas guy? Somebody just indicated to me that he may be from the Wesley Woodford Hill area, retired security officer, border control.
Right.
So we'll keep watching. All right. Now we come back to the discussion at hand. Yesterday, Joshua Francis, this whole issue of an officer kind of walking away because lacking of evidence on the DPP's part. What do you make of it? It keeps reoccurring. What's going on?
Well, Matt, my concern is about the whole issue of the witnesses recanting.
Mm-hmm.
Because here it is, two witnesses, from my understanding, gave evidence or gave statements, to suggest that they knew who did X, Y, and Z. And yesterday, when they were cross-examined, because there was a paper committal, as you know, and for the public's consumption, when there is an indictable matter, it goes through, the matter goes through the magistrate court first. And it is not a trial, it is not a hearing. Essentially, the magistrate ascertains, based on the evidence brought forward, whether there's a case to be answered. So in that police matter, the issue was dealt with by paper committal. meaning that the statements were on paper, they were disclosed, the attorney, the defense attorney for the accused, that is the police officers, perused through the documents, and then she called witnesses to be cross-examined. And at that stage, certain statements were made which would have appeared that the witnesses recanted. Because when they gave the police statement, they said X, Y, and Z. And then when they appeared in court for cross-examination, they said A, B, and C.
Let's make it simple here.
Yeah, they changed. Basically, they had a change of statement. So, for example, if they said Matt, they saw Matt picking the mango. That's what they would have told the police. But when they entered the court and they were cross-examined, they
said
it's
different.
Right. They said it's not Matt who picked the mango. So, with that, the magistrate did the right thing, which is to have released the female officer. And that magistrate, I commend him very much. He seemed to be a very brave magistrate, unlike some other magistrates who fear the political reprisal, if any. That particular magistrate does his work fairly, very equitably, and much commendations to him. But as far as the police work is concerned, an investigation should be launched. Because if what I'm hearing is true, and from all reports it is true, because the magistrate did comment on the issue of the witnesses saying something else. And from what I understand, the witnesses stated that it's police officers who told them to say that. Police officers told me to say X, Y, and Z. Clearly, a matter like that requires investigation. So the right thing the commissioner of police has to do.
What about the other officers involved? Because a lot of people are asking questions at this time. Well, what might happen to them?
Which officers? You're talking about
the other, we have two
the accused
officers, yes.
Well, the matter has been committed to the High Court. So there is going to be a trial, unless if the DPP were to nulliprosc or discontinue the matter. In other words, the DPP can examine the evidence that has been brought forward. And based on that, she can say the evidence is too weak and therefore she will not find a conviction and discontinue the matter. If the matter were to go on to trial, then it will be determined by a jury. But again, we cannot go into the matter because this is a court issue. As an officer of the court, I know better. But Matt, what I'm saying is the police officers who allegedly told these witnesses to say certain things should be investigated and some action should be taken, because it cannot continue like that. It should not continue like that, because what it means is that we are affecting the judiciary. We are affecting the legal process and all of us will suffer. Just yesterday I was in a court and a magistrate called on police officers to do their work. Because you are hearing that the police force is at an all-time low. Police officers are demoralized. Supervision within the police ranks seem to be very low. So police officers sometimes do not do what they are supposed to do. And we understand why. Because I just gave an example. Here it is a particular senior police officer in the name of Valerie. Did something very wrong. And instead he's disciplined, he's promoted. Now when you as a junior is aware of such a thing,
see that
clearly
going
you're
on.
Going to be demoralized. It is not an excuse for a police officer not to do his work. But when you have situations like that, naturally it is going to demoralize the junior officers. So I think the police force, as we speak, is a force that requires examination, it requires investigation, so that things can be done better. Because the police has a very important role to play in our society, not only at a court level, but at a wider society level. They have to protect us.
So all I have to say at this time is
something.
God help us. 449-3095. We don't have too much time. If you want to call in at this time, now is a good time too. 449-3096. 449-3097. Somebody was suggesting something to me, forced me to ask a question. Is the court system corrupt or the justice system corrupt? Two different questions.
Well, I wouldn't say the court system is corrupt. The court system consists of the judges and the magistrates and the lawyers. I do not know of any judge or magistrate in Dominica who is corrupted. Mm-hmm. I do not even know of a lawyer who is corrupted. Mm-hmm. But I can say that the justice system, in fact, has elements of corruption.
All right, let's take a phone call before you continue. Talk to me.
Mabrika.
Yes, Mabrika.
Good morning to Matt and the listening public. That is why lawlessness, no law, no constitution. That is going on in our country. That is why the levels of lawlessness will just be added. When you have those foolish things they're going on, and when you have a lawyer passing a note, that is already bribery. Then when people do those foolish things there, they look on the barefoot man outside there to do better, but they are looking on those in the bigger positions that do the foolishness, and they act accordingly too. Expect more lawlessness in the country. It's just sickening and sad. And then who is going to guard the guard? The police are corrupt. The ministers are corrupt. Every part in society is corrupt. Who is going to guard the guard? Thank you very much.
Thank you very much as well. And we're taking another phone call, 4493095. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah. Morning, Matt.
Morning, sir.
Yeah, what I don't understand with the justice system, what are you going to tell me in 2017, if a pathologist do an autopsy, and because he's terminally ill, what he wrote of his findings emanating from doing the autopsy, another pathologist cannot read it out? I mean, that's so simple. Are you telling me that because a pathologist is terminally ill, you cannot get another one to read what he wrote? Well, if his laws have to change for that to happen, let it be. You cannot tell me that justice system can be so weak. And another thing in the U.S. is that if, for instance, whereby somebody give a statement on oath and you come and change your statement, they can charge you for perjury and you can end up taking 9 years jail. So we don't know what's going on behind the scenes that caused those guys to change their story.
Oh boy, everybody's calling me their old story, huh? You could well understand what's going on, because one individual close to the Cricket Association is saying that, you know, you've just said, Joshua, that magistrates are not corrupt.
I do not know of any magistrate in Dominica who is corrupted.
I'm not aware
of any. Again, people have their different experiences. The whole issue of corruption is subjective in certain regard, especially where we do not have independent investigations being taken place.
Things are going on here that I said, that I smell a rat, and I think we need more investigation. 8:54 is the morning time. We have 6 more minutes. If you have to call, you better call now. Of course, ably assisted by an officer of the court, Mr. Joshua Francis, also the MP for the Rosa South constituency. Hello.
Morning, Matt. Me again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, in reference to talking about magistrate corrupt, I believe magistrates are corrupt. I'll tell you why.
Well, you see, the subjective thing, and I want you to be very, very careful about how you move forward with that comment, okay? I don't want you to tell me why. Maybe you can tell somebody else, and they'll investigate. Hello, talk to me. Hello? Hello? Yeah, go ahead, Joshua, because the person apparently friend of
Chuck. One of the problems in Dominica, again, it goes back to the root causes for such behavior, the political system. We live in a very small jurisdiction.
People have fear. So, for example, you say a wrong, but based on who is committing the wrong, you are not going to talk. If it's an ordinary poor person's child who's committing the wrong, you're going to feel more courageous to talk because this person does not have the type of protection a so-called big man in society has. People sometimes.
So we allow the white-collar crime?
Well, white-collar crimes thrives at a higher level in almost every jurisdiction in the world, particularly developing countries like ours, where persons find some kind of connection with El Supremo.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, the political system right now is...
So if you're well-connected to the Supremo, quote-unquote, you want to escape?
You're more likely to escape. You're more likely to escape because people are looking for favors. At some point within the justice system, something can happen or may happen to allow you to escape. And that's just the reality. In other words, objective justice does not always happen in poor countries, in developing countries. And we have a country where everybody's looking for something or have some kind of expectation. So if an individual thinks that if he or she says certain things or fail to say certain things, that's going to affect his chances of getting or fulfilling that expectation, then he or she's not going to say anything. And that's just the reality. And that goes not just to the ordinary person. That goes within police officers and certain individuals within the system.
I'm very happy we're having that discussion. Some people fail to, and maybe we'll have another discussion, that men are more easily punished within the system. Is it unfair to men?
Well, Matt, that topic itself, we need another program for that topic, you know, because you're talking about the feminization of the legal system.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened in the 70s when women were not given equal rights to men, in the 60s, the 50s.
Is that flipped over?
In certain respects, in some societies, we are now wondering whether we should pay more attention to our men. I am one of the writers because, as you know, I wrote for the Sun newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And many years ago, I wrote on the issue of marginalization of men and boys. I think that Dominica needs to pay more attention to our men and our boys, not just the legal system, but society in general.
I'm very happy you're bringing up that discussion. Maybe we'll talk some other time very soon on that subject. Hello.
Yeah, Matt.
Yes.
You have a corrupted prime minister, a corrupted president, two corrupted senior counsel. You have a corrupted attorney general. You have a corrupted commission of police. What do you expect to the whole place is corrupted? Corrupted ministers and everybody. Nothing is going to happen good.
But as I said to you, I smell a rat. It's going to get worse. Hello, talk to me.
You say you smell a rat and there needs an investigation. Can a rat investigate a rat?
Well, Blessings raised an important point, and I think I made the point earlier that in situations like that, who's going to investigate? Who has the will to investigate? Who is objective and brave enough to do investigation? Even what I'm doing this morning, many Dominicans will not do it. Well, Matt, there's no reason why I should be fearful. I'm a child of God, and he gives me a spirit which is a sound mind, a fearless spirit, and with love and power. And that's why I can come here and talk about the system.
And let me ask you a straight question. Do you think the DPP's office should be investigated?
Well, if the allegations which I'm hearing are true, well, if they don't have to be true, once there's merit in the allegation, the DPP office should be investigated.
You've heard many stories.
I have heard many stories, Matt.
All right. Good morning, 449-3095-9696. Blessings. Give me a call on the 449-1095 number. Need to pass you a message, okay? 449-3095-9697. Something is happening in Jamaica. I was told to two officers. Do I have that message? Were actually enjoying themselves having sex with a vehicle on, and they plunged in a precipice. Wow.
So wrongdoings are not only in Dominica, it's universal. Right next to us in Jamaica, you find wrongdoings. Because I do not want the public to think that Dominica is necessarily an exception.
An isolated.
You understand? Dominica has its problems. Every country has its problem. But then we as a people, we have to stand up to deal with our problems. And I think that's where we have not gotten to that point. We need to do some national reflection. Some national introspection, look at ourselves closely. We cannot cloud our minds towards everything, because at some point, if we fail to do that necessary reflection, we're going to pay the price. And the legal system, the legal justice system, is one of the areas we have to examine, because we do not want to get to a point where the system is so rotten that we cannot get basic justice. Failure to get justice means it's going to go to the root of the economic system. So it will affect not just the legal system, it will affect the economic system, because where we have injustice, it certainly will create more injustice, will create more crimes. Potential investors will not want to come to a country like that. And we as the ordinary people will be affected in one way or the other.
Joshua Francis, we have to wrap it up. It's already 9 o'clock. We have another stop. But I'm sure we'll be talking again very soon. There's a lot more to talk about.
Well, Matt, I'm always happy to give my time. You know,
hope you don't get yourself in trouble here.
No, I'm fine, Matt. Time is unquantifiable. You understand? If you invest and you lose your money, you find a way to make it back. But time, when you give your time, it never comes back. And that's my contribution to Dominica. I wish if more intellectuals, more persons who can give a contribution would
speak
to present themselves. But that's just the reality.
Just stay on the line. Hello, talk to me. Oh, somebody else is calling here. Hello, talk to me.
Morning.
Matt,
thanks for Mr. Joshua in the studio this morning. Basically, speaking his mind as to democracy. But we, to the patriots, are once again gathered outside the parliament building, opposite DBS that is this morning, with the message going out once more that democracy must be retained in Dominica. So we are out there this morning, gathering, as usual, with our placards, demanding that this Roosevelt's Carrot administration must be out of office in order that Dominica breathe again as it pertains to the democracy that Dominica requires. So we are there, so I'm just passing the message this morning that that is what is happening outside the Parliament building this morning, opposite DBS Radio Mike.
Thank you very much. Of course, Joshua, before you go, you think this protestation, if you will, should continue?
Well, yes. I mean, the people are aggrieved. The people have realized that we need a change in Dominica. We cannot continue with the type of leadership that we have had. Because if we continue on that path, all of us are going to have our hands on our heads. So the patriots are doing the right thing. The patriots are standing up against an evil regime. And they must continue to be. They must continue to protest. And they must not be discouraged. They must be steadfast. And they must continue to work until the end of the road, until we get to the political mountaintop. Because what we want is not just a change of government. It cannot be business as usual. For us to save our country, we need a change in leadership. And Matt, I want to end this program by reminding you on Friday, was it Friday, we had this program. It was after 2, and this lady came to us, and she made certain remarks, and she was advised to go to the police station. And that is an example. The lady said to us that when she was a second former, at the Portsmouth Secondary School, the Prime Minister of Dominica was her English teacher, and her English teacher invited her at the age of 14 to his home, and something happened, and it happened after that, and they became friends, and she concealed something, and she wants to talk out. She was advised to go to the police station. When she was advised to go to the police station to make a report, because based on what she said, it would appear there is an indictable offense, or there could be an indictable offense against. I'm not in a position to say whether what she said is true or not. But when she was advised to go to the police station, she said, but hey, I have attempted to make a report in the past, and the police officers would write it on a note, and they refuse to log it in, and nobody's helping me. If what the lady says is true, if there's any truth in it, that is an example of how things work in Dominica. I told you earlier, based on who you are, your report may be made, and even when the report is made, based on whom the report is made against or the accuser, it goes nowhere. So here it is. A lady claims that she was a second former at the Portsmouth Secondary School. The Prime Minister of Dominica was an English teacher.
And something happened.
And she wants the justice system to deal with it. And she's not getting relief. So I'm just saying this to give you an example of the type of nation that we live in. Based on who you are, you may get relief. Based on who you are, you may not get relief. And that's just reality. But it cannot continue like that. That is why we have patriots standing up at DBS right now. Those of you who are listening and want to join, feel free to walk up at DBS and join the patriots.
All right. Well, thank you, Joshua Francis. It's 9:05, a lot more, I said. I smell a rat. And, of course, let's hope we see some investigation.
Well, definitely, Matt.
Thank you very much, Joshua Francis.
Have yourself a pleasant day, and a pleasant day to Dominicans. I love you. God bless you.
News, NBD has dropped their interest rate on vehicle loans to 7.5%.
Babe, turn up the volume on the radio.
The bank encourages customers to take advantage of this opportunity to get full financing on a vehicle with this low rate from now until May 15.
Did you hear that? 7.5% interest rate and full financing?
What's more, 3 lucky customers will get their vehicle license paid for up to 3 years. Visit a branch, call 255-2300, or go to nbdominica.com for more information and other terms and conditions.
Hun, I'm off to NBD.
Babe, wait for me.
Apply for your vehicle loan today. NBD, your partner, your bank.
Do you want to drive longer for less? New state-of-the-art Rubus Ultratech gasoline and diesel fuel uses advanced fuel technology to optimize your vehicle's performance and improve its fuel economy. By removing deposits, Ultratech helps keep your engine clean and running like new. What does this really mean for you? Simple. You drive longer and save money. Fuel the difference with Rubus Ultratech Fuel. Get Rubus, get going. Get Rubus, get going.
For all your shopping needs at the best prices in Dominica, shop at S-Mart.
Shop smart at S-Mart.
Shop smart at S-Mart.
Can you get me some Lotto?
Oh, my favorite shop.
Shop smart at S-Mart.
I got a top-up flow and digital.
Shop smart at S-Mart.
Sunday to Sunday.
Open on holidays.
Shop smart at S-Mart.
So much fresh fruit and produce.
Good quality service. Hey. Unlimited parking. Hey. All the best products at S-Mart. You get the best prices.
Shop smart at S-Mart for great prices and unlimited parking. Entrance and exit on both Goodwin Road and Rawls Avenue. Open 7 days a week. Call 448-2340.
Shop smart at S-Mart.
Comme madame a reporté ça que vous achetez médecine côté Quickie Pharmacy, we are ready to go sink là et puis on te porte en l'année. It is how café et pizza and not well my last 2 weeks. Et puis ça, Harry répond yes it's true. Pizza money on te porte là. Docteur dit moi pour mettre urine en zimo 3 times a day. Madame Lily dit ou mi urine Harry, mi non médecine pour zé pa you. And where's the prescription? Il dit mi approche mommy. What's the sense of buying that? Les mots capisé tout le temps. No, you see the importance of going to your pharmacist, listening to your pharmacist and having confidence in your pharmacist. FPS.plus will add place a higher premium on patient-pharmacist relationship than Quick Care Pharmacy Cote Hasbro just before the National Bank. Cote Quick Care is not just a quick fix. It's not just about tablets and spoonfuls. They've brought back the care into medicine. Whether it's a prescription or over-the-counter medication, the priority is your health. To take the right medication, the right amount for the right reason. Madam Harry, I see you writing your medical book, Next of King, Henrietta, Harry, Move Farm. By the way, it's Next of King, Packing. Even Harry, Ukaki, my movie. All I want for use good care. We that is why I always recommend Quick Care Pharmacy because they help grow.
It's not everywhere in the world that has clean air, pure water, and herbs in abundance. Herbs I've been using since I was a child. I feel it's my responsibility not only to preserve these herbs, but also to share it. That's why I'm glad to work with the tour companies to welcome guests here and to introduce them to herbs that they have never seen or heard of. It's a great honor to do my part. My name is Roy Oman. Tourism is my business.
Delicious and creamy coconut curry shrimp, decadent and smoky barbecue ribs, mouth-watering seafood, and a wide selection.
Mm-mm.
Try a satisfying glass of our famous Greenhouse Rum Punch. Greenhouse Sports Bar and Grill, the ideal place for casual dining, healthy MSG-free foods. Come and dine with us in our downtown location or on the Merrill Highway. And don't forget our Bayview Catering Hall, where we do weddings, company events, and so much more. Greenhouse is a place for a quality dining experience, drinks, and a comfortable ambiance. Call us in Roseau, 448-0080. In Merrill, 449-7223. Visit our Facebook page, Greenhouse Sports Bar and Grill and Bayview Catering Hall. We work hard at improving our quality to meet your demands.
I'll take a small.
Double XL! That's the size for me!
Lil's new prepaid combo plans have the most choice and value for everyone. Save up to 90% by combining your talk, text, and data into one simple plan. And with options starting at just $15.99, it's easy to say it, type it, or share it. A whole lot more for a whole lot less. Dial *129# now to activate. The bigger you go, the bigger you save with Flo's new prepaid combo plans. This is how we flow.
Back by popular demand, the biggest tire sale of the year is here. Take advantage of our buy three tires, get one free at Auto Trade Limited. Oh yes, buy three tires and get the fourth tire absolutely free. Dependable, reliable, durable, and affordable GT tires. Offer ends May 6, 2017. Call us at 255-6878 or 255-6891 for more information. Auto Trade Limited is more than a vehicle. It's a relationship.
A retired border protection agent was remanded to prison on Saturday after being charged with the unlawful possession of 128 rounds of ammunition. Pat Thomas, a 62-year-old Dominican national with United States citizenship, allegedly committed the offense at the Grantley Adams International Airport last Thursday. According to police, he arrived in the island by air in transit from the United States. During a search of his luggage by customs officers, the ammunition was allegedly discovered in two pairs of socks. Thomas appeared in the District A Magistrate's Court and was remanded to reappear at the District B Court on April 19th.
It's not everywhere in the world that has clean air, pure water, and herbs in abundance. Herbs I've been using since I was a child. I feel it's my responsibility not only to preserve these herbs, but also to share it. That's why I'm glad to work with the tour companies to welcome guests here and to introduce them to herbs that they have never seen or heard of. It's a great honor to do my part. My name is Roy Oman. Tourism is my business.
www.q95da.com. It's our brand new dynamic Q Family website. Log in, interact, have fun on the pages of your favorite shows. Rise and Shine, The Hot Seat, Easy Rock 951, Nature Isle Cruise, Youth on Q, Knockout 95, Politics, Weekly Headlines, Island Rhythms, Soul to Soul Gospel, Creole Acer Q, The Big Link Up, Q Exposure, Power Drive 951, Q Classic Gold Flashbacks, Sports Rap, The Quiet Side of Q. Interact live with your show hosts and Q Family listeners worldwide in real time. Make your comments, give your feedback, tell the world what's on your mind in the comments box at the bottom of the pages at q95da.com. You interact and connect instantly with friends and Q Family members on the hottest social networks: Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, Messenger, Gmail, Google+. Make your comments in the box at the bottom of each news story on the news page by clicking on the headline of the news story. Log in to q95da.com. You'll just love to surf every unique page on our brand new dynamic interactive Q Family website. Browse through our interesting pages in your Q Family photo gallery. Listen to live audio. Watch intriguing videos on Q TV on our homepage and in our video gallery. Q95 has long gone global. Place your web banners and video ads where the world is watching and listening. On the big station, q95da.com. Streaming crystal clear audio and video in total liquid stereo. Don't miss out. Check Q95DA.com today and every day. Check it right now. Immerse yourself in what's hot and happening at www.Q95DA.com. Lock it in. Right on Q, the big station.
Very, very interesting comments there by, of course, a member of the Electoral Commission, Wayne James. Yesterday, talking and talking the block, he's concerned about the procrastination on the ruling of a case filed against the government of Dominica. According to Mr. James, three litigants brought a treating case against the government of Dominica in context of Dominica's constitution after the 2014 general election. According to him, he noticed that the government, through its legal team, is attempting to persuade the court to squash the case by stating that the matter in question is not valid for a court case, but rather is suited for an election petition. Let's listen to some of the arguments heard yesterday on Just That.
There is something that I'm keeping my eyes on, and three litigants brought a matter after the last general elections. They brought a treating matter against the entire government of Dominica. And they did that in accordance with the law, because if you look at the Magistrate Code of Procedures, Chapter 420, at Section Part 5, it deals with summary jurisdiction occurring in matters, Section 68. It says here that in all cases where there is no time, it's specified limited from making any charge in the act or law relating to the particular case. The charge shall be muted in 6 months from the time when the matter of the charge arose. The litigants met that requirement. However, as normal, we have noticed that what the government operatives normally do, likes of Anthony Astafan's, is apply for judicial review, because he was claiming basically that the litigants should not be addressing this matter at the state of magistrate court. They should take it in the form of an election petition. But after doing my research, there is no substance in law which basically would be able to substantiate what he said. We had counsel for the litigants, Ms. Shillingford, who did an excellent work on this on this matter, and as a result of that, she was commended by the senior counsel. He did that publicly. It is there on the record for the type of work that she did in relation to this matter. And this is a very simple matter that is before the court, and it took place some 2 months ago. It is now several months now that we're waiting for the judgment on this matter, and we're not hearing of him. But what I'm getting is that it seems that the government is using its operatives to interfere with the judicial system and to determine the outcome of this thing. I'm urging the court here this afternoon that the court must not try in any way lend its hand to legitimize or to regularize any criminal act that this government is engaging. And I'm dealing here with the treating matter, because it is very clear that the matter that the litigants took before the court is a criminal matter. And just to ensure that we're on track here, the House of Assembly Elections Act, CAP 201, which outlines all the various offenses that can be admitted during the course of an election.
Well, Franklin, it's rather unfortunate I didn't get to hear my fellow commissioner, Wayne James, because I was driving, trying to get to the television, but I could not make it on time, and I lost the signal. But I've been talking about it here and seeing the actual meetings at the commission, man. Words cannot describe it, Thompson. When you see the way, Commissioner Alec Lawrence, the way he behaves at these meetings, boss, this man is like he's in a political campaign for the government, and he forgets the fact that he's a commissioner seeking to give the country electoral reform. Free and fair elections. We were visited by five or six officials from CARICOM, OECS, doctor this, doctor that, and top people, actual people who have worked dealing with elections down to a Commonwealth. And these people were invited here by us, by the Dominica Commission. And these people are ready to assist us because they have worked throughout the region, internationally, everywhere. And to hear Commissioner Alec saying to the people, the train has left the station. I move a motion that we would have a window of 1 month asking the brutal regime not to bring that piece of legislation that is not worth the paper it is written on. If you let it imagine corruption and bribery trying to steal an election in a country, so would you say that document is worth the paper it is written on? It is not worth the paper it is written on. And this one is fighting against the officials to the extent where he rudely walked out of a meeting.
Commissioners Wayne James and Hillary Schillen for speaking and talk on the block with Dr. Thompson Fontaine yesterday. Some serious concerns here. It's 9:21. Question is, will we have electoral reform in Dominica? know, on the hot seat, we don't only talk about politics, we talk about other issues as well, including health. And on the line with me, of course, getting ready for next week in Dominica, as usual, Pris Kailash is on the line here. Pris, good morning to your blessings.
Yeah, blessed love, Matt. Give thanks, you know, for life and a mighty life giver, you know. Give thanks also, you know, for the, you know, for the showers of blessing coming through. Definitely, you know, all love and prosperity to the people of Dominica, as, you know, we extend a sincere heart of love to them, as definitely we're looking forward to be soon there to have a grand session with them, because long time we've not had any lectures or any live demonstration. This time, definitely at the Fort Young Hotel, you know, this month end, we'll be having a live, very interactive session whereby the people could basically, you know, be able to see, you know, that how we deal with the fibroids, how we deal with the polycystic ovarian syndrome. We're going to be demonstrating the acupuncture. We're going to be demonstrating the moxibustion. We're going to be demonstrating the poultices. We're going to be demonstrating the cupping therapy and all the inserts and how it is that we actually deal with someone with fibroids. Normally, the people of Dominica, the only thing that they see of us is basically when it is that we, you know, the medicines and these aspects, but they hardly have an opportunity to actually get the fullness of what the great physician international has to offer when it comes to the whole range of therapies. And definitely this time around, in coming to Dominica, we are going to be coming with a compact team. Myself will be there, the therapist will be there, and also we are hoping to bring one of our food preparation experts to do some live demonstration on how to prepare the foods. So we're going to look at the raw foods for the fibroids and the polycystic ovarian syndrome, the juices, you know, the green juices and all the other sea moss and all the other juices that people are supposed to actually consume when they are suffering from fibroids, polycystic ovarian syndrome, breast cancer, cervical cancer, endometriosis, all the different problems of the woman. We are specifically going to be focusing on that to help you to uplift yourself to see how it is that you could naturally eradicate these conditions. So that's going to be, you know, at the end of the month, definitely we're going to be in Dominica. And what we'll be offering specifically, as the therapist will be there, we'll be offering the people an opportunity to get the therapies for the fibroids and the polycystic ovarian syndrome. We are going to be also offering the live blood analysis, where we're going to take a drop of blood, put it underneath the microscope, and we're going to show you the different blood cell types you have in your blood. If you have fibroids, we're going to show you how it affects the whole aspect of the oxygen carrying capacity of your blood. We're going to show you if it is that you have parasites in the blood, you could actually see it yourself, because it's not like you go to the doctor and they take a drop of blood and they test it and say, oh, your cholesterol high, or your sugar high, or this high. We are going to be able to show it to you. So when you put the drop of blood under the microscope, you're going to see if your blood is very cohesive, meaning that the red blood cells are sticking together in a form called roule, and that's going to be indicated with symptoms like restlessness, tiredness, you know, also lack of energy and all these different things that just because of how your blood cells actually interact. You know, so we are going to be having all these things that are available for you, the people of Dominica, you know, and what we are asking of you to do specifically is to send us an email or send us a WhatsApp, you know, to +1 758 722 3660. That's +1 758 722 3660. +1 758 722 3660. Or send us an email at info@priskailash.com. That's info@priskailash.com. PRISKAILASH.com. And give us great details of exactly what it is that you are going through. And then we now could guide you and show you exactly what it is that you need to do to uplift yourself and naturally eradicate whatever disease that you are suffering from. Remember that all of our products, including the male's package and the female package, that we actually prescribe for many of the diseases that people are suffering from, these things, they are available at Jay's Bookshop, right in Rosa Dominica. And if it is that you want our herbal manual, The Matrix of Herbal Medicine, which is a book written to help to uplift you and show you exactly how it is that could utilize the herb, that also is available at Jay's Bookshop. So again, looking forward to seeing you. And remember, just send us an email or a WhatsApp, +1 758 722 3660, +1 758 722 3660. and definitely we could actually communicate. Blessed love.
Bless. Are you there?
I'm there, man. I'm there.
Okay. I wanted to get an update as to what is going on with the Dominicans. Have you been able to find out?
Well, basically, after speaking to my friend, you know, the assistant police commissioner, she says that right now they have some people in and, you know, they are working towards rectifying that completely. So after I speak to her later on today, by tomorrow, you know, I could give you exactly, you know, whether they could actually get back the funds for these people as police. So that is, I cannot say right now on the air, but in private, later on I'll speak to you and you could know exactly how it is that you could disseminate that information to your people over there in Dominica.
Thank you, brother. Praise Kailash. Thank you, man. Have a great
love
day.
Man, love,
blessings.
Man, love.
One love, one love, one love, okay? Praise Kailash will be in Dominica next week. We'll talk to him again tomorrow. Blessings, give me a call, okay? Again, give me a call. Talk to me here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, Matt.
How you doing?
I'm good. Matt, you see, the strangers just give us a nice, sweet, inviting talk, and we come to that, and they leave with all our money.
Don't they give you a service as well?
What's that?
They give you service as well?
But we have our own doctors, and when it's a stranger, you accommodate them nicely.
That's your decision, darling. I'm not gonna get in that argument with you, okay? That's your decision to go or not go. Good for you, you go. If it's not good for you, you don't go. 9:31, talk to me.
Matt, good morning to you and the public again.
Yeah.
The sister that just called there, I would like to give her a word of advice. God has put on the table food for all his children. And give Prince Kailash a chance to do what he has to do. Because while we have all the herbs in Dominica, there are a lot of people who do not know the awareness and the uses of the different herbs and how to prepare them. And if she would take this opportunity to do herbs and to go by the hospitals and by the health centers to see the numerous people that are there on a daily basis to see the doctor and sell her herbs, she will make her share of the money as well. So let the man do what he has to do and don't feel no way about the brother coming out from out there to sell his herbs. This is what God has set his children to do, to share the knowledge with each and everybody so that our health can be better.
I'm just saying, if she has better knowledge, you think she has better knowledge, I mean, sharing with the people of Dominica, nobody stops you from doing that, though. Nobody stops you. But I think Priscilla has been doing a good job for us in Dominica in terms of the alternative. And if you have a better service, feel free to come on the radio and pay for your time. He does pay for his time and talk about it. No problem with that. 9:33. Raz Bob is also on the radio as well, and he pays for his time when he comes to Dominica on the radio trying to sell his message. If you're not convinced, then you don't go. Nobody forces you to go anywhere. Hello, talk to me.
Mad look, money. Mad money.
Yes.
You see me?
Morning.
I respect everybody's opinion,
But I'm not against anybody who has the knowledge of herbs and who's trying to do
your best and make the presentation.
Very well, because I don't worry with herbs. I will not go hide and say that I don't worry with herbs at all. You understand? But everybody have their way of living. Everybody have their way of educating people. Let people do what they have to do. This man have been coming to Dominica
for years now.
For years now, helping people. Left to me, I don't worry that because I'm not interested in herbs.
But what is your opinion as well? You know, it's 9:34. We have to respect each other. That's basically what it's about. Hello, talk to me.
Mark.
Yes.
I don't have much time on this cell again.
Uh-huh.
The two callers, the one before the last caller from Buffalo State and the other caller, I agree with them. We all shall eat non-child stuff and leave Prince Kayla alone, my brother. Everybody making their money. And I agree with the two callers. Dominicans too greedy. Other people coming out from overseas and they come in and sell. Leave Prince Kayla. Prince Kayla, hats off to you. Long live Prince Kayla. Off I go and boom.
All right, thank you. It's Priest Kailash, okay? Priest Kailash. Not Prince. Priest Kailash. Hello, talk to me.
Matt, again.
Yes.
Is she aware that we had our own herbalist in Dominica and he was denied the opportunity because the doctors and the drugstore said that he was taking bread out of their mouth, and this herbalist had to migrate and go overseas, and then he returned here, and there were a lot of people that were at the hospital ready to die and were sent home after they get all the money they could get from them. And this herbalist is he who cured them and had them living for a long lifespan. Although the doctor had commissioned them, they had 2 years and 3 years and how many years they predict to them that they would have lived for. So leave the man to do what he has to do. You get the knowledge and share it. I give it on the radio free of charge. I'm not selling herbs to anybody, but I call the radio and I do the best I can to give people the knowledge. When people talk about herbs, get a pen and a book and write down the information. Thank you. Too many doctors are coming out from overseas. You see, we have a medical choker, which we never see in our life before, Matt.
Hello, Nine. It's a competition between the conventional medicine and the herbalist. We'll talk about that. Hello, talk to me.
Yeah, my brother, this is Dr. Sebi.
Hey, Dr. Sebi, how you doing? Another herbalist, huh?
Yeah, I'm a herbalist myself. I the young lady in Dominica, I will support her. I'll support Prince Kailash. Because both of them, we need both of them. So what I would advise her, the same way Prince Kailash paying you for time, she should do the same thing. And don't worry about it. We have enough, she can survive and she can link me up. I'm in the States. I could do some, you know what I'm saying, some stuff for her.
You're right, it's about linkages, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So she could do her thing, get some time on your radio station and promote her stuff. You know, I would support both of them.
Right here in Dominica, we support everybody, okay? We don't put one over another. My brother, thank you very much.